This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. A Flip Around the Dial presents reality TV shows for every hobby, compulsion, and income bracket. A new concept currently being developed by No Regrets Entertainment aims to follow four former Orthodox Jews as they make their way in secular New York City. Brad Rothschild is one of the producers working on the show, tentatively called Shunned. Brad, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much.
Also with us is Luza Twersky, one of the potential cast members for the show. Luza, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much.
Luza, you have to spell that for us because that's not a stage name, right?
No, it's not. It's my given name. It's the name I was born with. I mean, the name I got 7 days after I was born. It's spelled L-U-Z-E-R.
So how did they pronounce it when you were growing up?
Luza.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a Hebrew name that kind of got lost in translation in the past 2,000 years. Actually, the past 300 years when Yiddish was invented, I guess.
So give us a little background on what it was like to grow up Hasidic. Now, this is the umbrella name for a number of ultra-Orthodox Jewish sects. Where you grew up in New York?
I grew up in New York City, yes, a stone's throw from Manhattan, but a world away. I mean, it's basically... You grow up without television or movies or newspapers or, you know, all these interesting kinds of foods. It's a very sheltered world that, as a child and even as a teenager, you kind of think that nothing else exists. I mean, you know that they exist, but they're not really relevant to your life. So, I mean, that's basically a brief description of what it's like. It's just very sheltered and you know, you're afraid of non-Jews, you think all non-Jews want to kill you, and you think all non-Jews hate you, and all the people who live out there are basically terrible people, a bunch of murderers and rapists, and that the whole secular world is one big orgy, you know, and it's the view of the secular world, of the goyim, which is Gentiles, yeah. Is basically that, you know, they're just all bad and they have no morals.
But it must have held some attraction for you because you left.
Well, it holds attraction to everyone, you know. It looks like fun from the outside, at least. And it is fun, you know, being on, I guess, the outside, the inside of the outside now. You know, it is a great life. It's an interesting life and I love it. But, you know, from that viewpoint, you know, it's flashy. It looks flashy.
Mm. So following you is part of the topic or the subject of Shunned or The Chosen One. I've seen a couple of different working titles. Brad, this, of course, is going to make for very interesting reality TV. I mean, how did you come into the picture with this concept?
Well, I'm working with Noah Scheinman, another producer who's at No Regrets Entertainment, and we were actually researching another project. And I came across a website called Unpious, which is edited by somebody named Shulam Dean. And I started reading. It's really a website. It's called Voices on the Hasidic Fringe. And I started reading some articles written by people who are in the Hasidic world, not anymore in the Hasidic world, somewhat related to the Hasidic world. And I started really getting pulled in further and further. And I sent an email to Shulam Dean. And we met each other a few times, and we started talking. And from those conversations, it occurred to me that this would be a very interesting universe to look into.
So, was it a concept first, and then you did auditions for people, or how did you find people like Luza, for example? And there are three other cast members now, I think.
Well, there are several other cast members. We're not locked into a certain number yet. We've spoken with a few people. There are a couple people, one of whom. Her family does not yet know that she is out of the community, so we're trying to keep her under wraps a little bit just for her own sake. But actually, Shulam Dean is the one who helped identify a lot of these characters for us, or a lot of these potential characters for us. He introduced us to Luza. He introduced us to a few other people based on some parameters that he and I discussed about what type of people we were looking for.
Well, Loser, there's a picture of you. I think it's you in the New York Daily News.
I know where this is going.
You're wearing a hat. You've got a long, you know, full beard and payas, those kind of curly Q things on the side of your head. And you're lasciviously eyeing a packet of bacon. I mean, so is this show, is it sort of a comedic show? Is that what we're going for here?
Well, I don't know. That you're going to have to ask Brad that question, what the show is exactly going to be. But that photo, I mean, when I first had bacon, I actually did an interview. My story was broadcast on NPR before, mm-hmm. On several public radio stations, and was produced by a guy named Josh Gleason, who followed me around for the first year of my life.
Wow.
In the secular world. And at some point, we were doing some interviews at his apartment, and he was making bacon. And I hadn't had bacon before that. And he asked me, you know, would you like to taste it? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Is God going to strike me dead? Well, let's give it a shot. So I took that first bite, and I was like, oh, God, this is so good. So I kind of, like, fell in love with bacon. I know it's kind of become what I've been known for. I mean, except there's a lot more to me than just loving bacon. But then I did when I'm also an actor. So when I did my headshots, I was working with this really, really quirky photographer, and we were talking and chatting. He's like, hey, why don't we do a bacon shot? So we went to the corner store and got a pack of bacon, and, you know, we just did a couple of poses. And I posted it on my Facebook, and I went a little crazy from there. And it just happened to fit because I quote bacon a lot.
That's Loser Tort. Go ahead, Brad.
I'm sorry. That's really Loser's sort of his shtick. But the show is not going to be a comedic look at people's lives, people who have left the community. And, you know, I want to be clear that we're not out to disparage the Hasidic world or anybody still in it. We are not.
You're not. I'm
just kidding. Well, what's the distinction here? I mean, that's part of the thing. With a reality program, you kind of want tension. You kind of want conflict. You want exciting things to happen in people's lives. So, Brad, you as a producer, looking at Loser's life and these other subjects, whoever they may come to be, you know, there is a little bit of tension, I suppose, between the producers and the people who are living it.
Well, certainly what makes for compelling TV or film or anything is drama and tension. You're right. But we can still do it in a way that is not disrespectful to the religion, and I think that's an important distinction that we need to make. We're not looking to harm people. And I think really what makes this compelling for us is the universality of the idea. These are a bunch of young people who are struggling with the same things that young people all over the world are struggling with. They're trying to establish themselves personally, professionally, relationships. What's different about these guys is that, as one of them has described it, it's almost as if they were plunked down on this planet from Mars, and they just don't have the same information and necessarily coping ability to deal with the modern world that they're now a part of. As Loser explained earlier, they were completely sheltered growing up. And Loser, you can correct me if I'm wrong, English isn't everybody's first language.
No, it's not my first language.
So you spoke Yiddish, grew up speaking Yiddish or Hebrew?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's funny because my girlfriend has just moved in with me this week, and I was, you know, sorting out stuff, and I found a whole bunch of papers from my childhood, from school papers. And I was looking at it, and I was kind of calculating in my mind how old I was at that point. And I saw that as an 11-year-old, I found a test that, you know, happened to score 100. And the questions were about, like, laws, like ancient Jewish laws that are completely irrelevant in our days. And I was 11 at the time. And funny thing, I found so many papers, I didn't find a single paper from my English classes, which just comes to show that how irrelevant the secular education is in that world. They provide it because they need money from the government or because they have to, so they have to pretend they're providing that education, but no one really tests you, no one cares about it, you don't bring them home to your parents. And as you can see, I kept almost all my papers from my childhood, and there's none of that to be found.
Go ahead. You wrap it up. I want to talk to you more about that, but I just want to identify that Luzer Twersky was speaking there. He's a former Hasidic Jew, and he is also one of the potential cast members for a forthcoming reality TV show tentatively called Shunned. Brad Rothschild is producer, one of the producers for the program, and it's about ex-Orthodox Jews sort of making their way in the world. Well, Luzer, you just, you know, called to mind that idea of, like, were you prepared to live in this world, to be plunked down from another planet, as Brad put it? Did you know, about popular culture at all? Did you know about how you were recently divorced? I guess you were quite young when you were first originally married. Tell us how you made your way.
Yeah, I'll just pick up where I left off before, in terms of education. So they teach you some English. So a lot of us would have like basic knowledge of yes, no, could you please help me cross the street or something like that. But I always had a little more interest in the English language. So I was always better at English than my friends, but it was far from perfect. And when I was, I guess, 21 and I started venturing out and looking at other things, I started listening to radio and reading books and watching movies, which is how my English became so good. But no, I didn't grow up with any popular culture. In fact, the first script I got as an actor, it was a line where my character mentions John Lennon, and I was sitting with the writer and the director in a coffee shop, and we're, you know, going over the script, and I was like, John Lennon, is that Lennon, the guy from the Communist Party, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And he's like, no, John Lennon from the Beatles. I'm like, who's John Lennon? And, you know, and I'm not saying that it's impossible to live in a world, excuse me, without that knowledge, without knowing that. I mean, I've lived that life for 21 years, and I was alive. I didn't die from not knowing who John Lennon was and not knowing what Star Wars is. But you know, it's very difficult when you go out in the world, when you decide to leave and you want to live in that world. I mean, you almost can't have a conversation with anyone because they're gonna say, "May the force be with you," and I'm like, excuse me? You know, I don't know what they're talking about. You know?
Does your family know you're doing this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my family knows I've been... My family found out that I was not religious before I actually left, and that, which is the reason why I got divorced, because I was already non-observant, and my wife at the time gave me an ultimatum. She said, either, you know, be religious or you leave me. And I said, well, I'll leave you. And when I got divorced, kind of like sent shockwaves throughout the community because I come from a very prominent family. And
your father's a rabbi indeed, wasn't he?
Yes, my father's what they call a Hasidic Rebbe, which is R-E-B-B-E, which is different than a rabbi. It's more like a spiritual leader. And when people found out, nobody knew that anything was going on, you know, behind the scenes. And all of a sudden he's divorced and, you know, and it came out and that I was not religious. So, where was I? Lost my train.
You were talking about, whether your family knows. Some relationship with them, I guess.
Yeah, so my family knows. My parents immediately cut me off after they found out why I got divorced. But I'm still very close with all my siblings. I mean, most of my siblings.
And you're one of 12?
I'm one of 12, yeah. Yes.
So, Brad, you know, obviously this sounds absolutely fascinating. Where is Shunned in development now?
We are currently in discussions with several networks, and we're hopeful to get a positive answer relatively soon.
So you're still searching for a fourth cast member. What were you trying to fill out a sort of picture of variety, male, female? What's the goal there?
Yeah, I think the goal, we have a few people who we really like. What we're searching for, I think, in a potential fourth or fifth even, or sixth even, we haven't decided on a number, is somebody who has not quite left the community yet. So somebody like Luzer only before they've left, which is kind of a tall order.
Luzer, we have just a minute left, but I was interested to see that it's a goal of yours to win an Oscar one day. Is this your first step, you reckon?
Well, I want to thank you for giving me another first. I can see now. My first live interview, and
My pleasure.
You know, yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, it's every actor's dream, and you know, it's. I found something that I'm really, really good at, and I just want to be better at it. Like everything I do in life, you know, I want to be the best, which is why I left the community, because there are things that I want to do, and I want to do them well, and I want to do them without any, you know, constraints that come from, you know, stupid ideas like God and, you know, and that kind of stuff. I want to be able to just, you know, go out there and do it fully.
Well, I'll leave that one alone, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lou Zatorski, he's, among other things, a newly discovered lover of bacon and one of the potential cast members for the show called Shunned, which is in development right now. Brad Rothschild is one of the producers. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So if you want to learn more about this, the show is still being shopped to the network. So whether it's something you'd like to see or not, you can leave your thoughts at wordofmouthradio.org. And maybe you can help influence TV program even before it airs. So coming up, a Cold War bunker converts to the world's largest old-school media archive. We're going to be hearing about a special branch of the Library of Congress when Word of Mouth continues.